Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, Mr. Joe McGranahan's our great superlative co-host.
Well, there we go. Mr. Passive-Aggressive didn't turn on my microphone again.
That's because you were opening your soda and yawning and chit-chatting over there. I had to turn you off during the weather.
I was just being pleasant to you. I won't make that mistake again.
It is the last week of July 29th, 2019. A couple of more days, and then we're going to start August. Hard to believe. I just can't get over it.
That means the kids will be going back to school. That's awful.
Right. Well, and football starts on the 23rd around here. We got four football games on the radio. Friday night, the 23rd.
Well, and Steelers training camp opened up over the weekend.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
Okay, well, how be still my heart. How could I have missed that?
Well, I didn't miss it.
Did they get rid of Ben Roethlisberger yet?
No, they don't want to get rid of Big Ben.
When are you guys going to get rid of him?
Well, I don't know. We'll see how this season goes. Without Antonio Brown and some of the other biggies, we'll see how it happens.
Where'd he go?
He went to somewhere in the West Coast, Raiders, I think.
Okay.
That is correct, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for saving me.
You can answer this question, Rob. The Phils won yesterday big time thanks to Mr. Who hit the home run or the grand slam?
The grand slam. Phillies hit four home runs yesterday. JT Realmuto, the catcher.
Realmuto. Okay.
Realmuto.
Realmuto. Okay, I got to remember that. I'm going to do the sports
as
on Saturday.
As opposed to the false Muto.
Well, he didn't play yesterday. But how did the Braves or how did the Phillies make out with the Braves series for the three games?
Terribly.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, they got blown out the first two games. Phillies
yep.
did. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not good.
They're what? Still five and a half out? Six?
Something like six and a half sounds right. Yeah. Yeah.
This is awful.
It's possible. I mean, it's still within the realm of possibility.
There's still lots of time left. There's 2.5 months left in the season yet.
Yep. Plenty of time for him to really fold.
And Mr. Bryce is the star of the team or no?
Well, he's had his days.
Okay.
He's had his days.
But he's not the star of the show. Okay.
Although he leads the majors in batting average with runners in scoring position.
Okay. But not yesterday. I was listening yesterday in the afternoon, and he had the bases loaded first and I think struck out.
Well, he homered to start the scoring for the Phillies.
To get the game going.
Harper, yeah. First pitch he saw.
Okay, but then we needed
Mr. It'd be nice if he'd hit the home run when there were three guys on base.
Well, but that's all right. If you have people that follow you that do that.
That doesn't matter then.
That takes care of that.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rob. Appreciate the update. The Phillies, it certainly is exciting baseball to listen to. They're not at the high atop the National League standings like we had hoped, but there's still a lot of time
they'll
left,
be back,
so we can they still have time. They still have time to fold, is
yeah,
that what you're saying?
They still have time to really fold and go to the bottom.
They could
of the
disappear
pile.
Entirely. All right, but
well,
then
I say that because every time I root for a team they do poorly, so I always say
go
again.
Phillies. Oh yeah, please, Joe.
No, I hope the Phillies lose. That means they'll win.
Okay. Ooh. All right. If you can follow that, folks, welcome aboard. This is On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you are not a Text Connect member, you can go to wkok.com right at the top of the page where it says connect with us. Click on that. You can sign up for emails. You can sign up for Text Connect, and then we would be sending you via your cell phone or pager important breaking news and a link for more information. So national or local news, dead celebrities, road closures, stormy weather, you name it, we would send it out via Text Connect. No more than a dozen messages a month. No ads. We don't sell your name or your number to anybody. It's just
you lie. You took last week, you took three peanut butter pies and a strawberry pie for
it. I said we would consider that, but we haven't done so. Or did I say sold?
You said sold.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, we haven't consummated that deal yet. I remain...
So now you're backing out.
Pieless. So... But bottom line is, you can join the thousands of people that are getting a quick text message and a link to say that there's breaking news. If you think that that text message is something that you'd like to follow up on, you just click on the link and away you go. You get the rest of the details. If it's, for example, a road closure up in Route 15 and you don't need to know about that, you're not too worried about that, then you don't have to click on it and you can just continue doing what you were doing. But that's what Text Connect is. It basically tells you that we have got... A new story. Oops, that won't help.
Yes, it won't help.
Sorry. Anyway, it tells us you have a new story posted at WKOK.com. All right, so it's funny, when I sent out the preview memo to everybody on Friday, I said, and on Monday morning, we will talk about the president's latest divisive tweets, and then in parentheses, not yet issued. So fortunately, on Saturday, he up true to form, he decided to diss Baltimore big time.
Well, I think he's primarily dissing Elijah Cummings, who is the congressman representing that district in Baltimore. Primarily, let's set the scene properly, because Cummings was absolutely horrible and rude to the people who testify before his committee on behalf of border security. I mean, he was mean. And I thought he was despicable, to be honest with you.
Really?
I did. I thought he crossed the line. And there were white people, so it had to be racist, right? Because what we're saying now, when the president comes down on him, it's racist. When he attacked white people who are working on the border, that's got to be racist, too.
I think you do protest too much. Who said this was racist?
Well, Cummings and almost every Democrat around said that the president's attacks on Baltimore and on Representative Cummings were racist. Mm. The Baltimore Sun wrote a scathing editorial that said, among other things, better to have a few rats than to be one.
Well, I don't think
Did you get that? Called the president of the United States a rat.
Right, I heard that. But, funny, I don't really see this as a racist attack. I just think it's the president being the president. He is an ignorant man, and this is how he behaves. And so therefore,
this isn't a matter of ignorance. It's a matter of,
to behave ignorantly.
Perhaps retribution, because Cummings is running investigations of him.
So in your mind, two wrongs definitely make a right.
No, I think the president... The president was right to call out Baltimore, and he was right to point out some things. And he said nothing worse than what Bernie Sanders said 2 years ago about
Baltimore. So three wrongs. If it's three people saying the wrong thing, then it's right.
Well, let's fact check it, first of all. This was a story written
by... No. So you say three wrongs. So Bernie Sanders, who else says Baltimore's dirty?
Well, I've been to Baltimore. It is dirty. When you get out of Inner Harbor, you're in trouble.
Right. There's no argument.
Inner Harbor is absolutely beautiful and one of my favorite places to visit.
But just because you see something ugly doesn't mean you have to do a nationwide tweet to the world to say, hey, there's a filthy town in Maryland. You've got to go visit there.
Look at the president's point, Mark. Look at the president's point. He was saying Representative Cummings is accusing the people at the border of running basically concentration camps and horrible conditions. And his own constituents live in far worse circumstances.
Right.
And he's not complaining about that, and he's not apparently doing anything about it.
Isn't that funny? Suddenly that makes this level of discourse okay, the fact that other people are doing it. I think the president is disgusting when he does this, and I'm surprised that it doesn't bother you. You're constantly defending him when he does this basist... I don't know. This is the president of the free world.
That was with a B, was it? Not an R?
This is the nation.
Was that a B or an R?
What's that?
Did you say basist or
racist?
Basist,
yeah, the basis. You know, your most
basist,
human,
down at the very bottom.
Unfiltered, sinful response. I mean,
this is sinful now.
I think it is to call it, but that scratched religion.
What's sinful about it? He was talking about the conditions, living conditions in a city that affect people whose lives are basically abject poverty every day.
This should help matters.
And he asked, what happened to all the money we've sent to Baltimore? Where did it all go?
I am just sure. I thought even you would find these tweets reprehensible. But
I think they're politically motivated on both ends.
Well,
I think Representative Cummings was motivated politically when he came after the president, and the president 7th. Wow. As I've said 1,000 times in this show, he's a counterpuncher. You sock him in the teeth, you're going to get socked back, and that's what he did.
All right, folks, call us now if you'd like to weigh in on this, 1-800-795-9565. Joe says the president is 100% in the right and is 100% right. There wasn't anything false in there, you know, based on observations.
He was fact-checked on that, and I think it's a very interesting report. The fact-checking was very interesting.
And who did this?
Todd Starnes. He's a columnist for Fox, but he very carefully went over this. The allegation, Baltimore is considered the worst-run city in America. Analysis, that's true. The BBC featured, and I think you will agree their objective, the city in a scathing report on poverty in America. At least 25% of the people in Cummings Congressional District live in poverty. If you want to know what poverty look in America looks like, well, this is it, the BBC report declared. One resident told the network that despair is a way of living in a congressional district where second and third generations of Americans live in poverty. The resident said the houses are rat-infested regardless of what you do as a person living there. Roaches, mice, and an epidemic of bed bugs. The neighborhoods have fallen apart, not because the people are bad people, the man said. Baltimore City schools rank among the lowest in the state of Maryland, and in 2015, the Washington Post reported that the average life expectancy in some of the city's poorest neighborhoods is nearly 20 years below the national average. 14 Baltimore neighborhoods have lower life expectations than North Korea, the Washington Post reported. 8 are doing worse than Syria. Even Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, currently a candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination, was shell-shocked by the city's deplorable living conditions. He said, anyone who took the walk we just took around the neighborhood would not think you're in a wealthy nation. He said, you would think you were in a third world country. So is Donald Trump a racist?
I don't think race is as big a factor as other things. We know the president is a racist, but I don't really see race as a huge impact on this. This is just the president being ignorant. And honestly, what you say is true. So you think this is actually a great way for the president to behave. That's the most disappointing thing here. Not that Baltimore's in the pits, not that the president wants to point out, but that you think this is okay.
You could draw the conclusion. Is it wrong to point out an obvious fact? I mean, he wasn't lying about this.
So you're walking down the street.
He told the truth.
As you pass people, you pass on your judgment of them, say, oh, there's an ugly person. Oh, she's overweight. You walk down the street, you do that? So being honest is perfectly okay, even if it's hurtful.
Well, so what do you do? Ignore the problem, Mark? Just stick your head in the sand?
That's fine. So the answer is yes. So if you see somebody who's obese, you say to him, hey, look, that's
thing.
Very
it has
unhealthy.
To do with someone's weight. We're talking about living conditions for thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people who are living in abject poverty in an area. Now, let's be honest. Who runs Baltimore? Who has run Baltimore for years?
The mayor?
Democrats.
Council? Oh, I see. Oh, this is a partisan issue. Okay.
And I think that the president it is. But there is no denying the fact.
Well,
someone pointed
fine.
Out that the top 10 worst cities for poverty in America are all controlled by Democratic administrations.
All right. So let's stipulate that Democrats
right
are to blame.
No, I'm not saying they're to blame. I'm saying that there's more than a coincidence here. Wouldn't you agree?
All right.
Inner city people have been failed.
I just stipulated that Democrats are to blame for
I'm not saying Democrats, period, are to blame.
Okay.
I'm saying the Democratic administrations in these cities have let the people down. They haven't made life better for them.
Well, I don't know if it's an issue of party or not. We are going to take a quick break. I have to stay on schedule today of all days, so we're going to do that. We got callers ready, so we'll be right back. Call, get in queue if you wish, 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Three callers standing by, patiently waiting through the break. We start out with Cody of Mifflinburg, who I'm going to speculate is a first-time caller. So thank you, Cody, for checking in. Good morning. You're on the Mark.
Yes, I seen that on TV yesterday about Cummings, and I thought that was pretty rude the way he talked. I mean, for being in the office and stuff, what he holds and everything, and putting the people down like he did, I think it was terrible.
Or what about the president's behavior? Just as bad? Or
well, the president, I don't agree the way he goes about it, but I'd rather listen to somebody that tells you how it is and tells you the way it is than listen to these politicians. They are smooth talkers and pulls the wool over your eyes.
And you think the president should speak that way of one of
He shouldn't speak the way he does, but he tells you the way he is.
Well, what Mark's ignoring is the fact that Representative Cummings started this by being terribly rude, as you point out, and I agree, with the people testifying before his committee.
Yes, that was, I mean, if you want to do something, you know, for the country, do something for the country. Don't go after the people that are trying to do the best they can with what they have to work with.
All right, we got you, Cody.
Good
thank
point.
You very
Thanks,
much.
Cody.
Thank you.
Yep. Call again.
Appreciate the call. Chris from Milton, please go right ahead. You're on the Mark.
Yeah, I think the President or Joe is missing a point pretty much about punching back. He was being criticized for something that his administration is doing and pretty much directly responsible for. His punchback was against Cummings, who isn't responsible for the conditions in Baltimore or his district. He's a U.S. representative. He doesn't have local power. He has local influence, but not local power. And furthermore, if you carry this argument to its logical conclusion, it's basically, well, if you criticize anything I do and you come from a lower class district that needs help in many ways, then you have no right to talk about it because you haven't taken care of your own situation, which isn't. He's a U.S. representative, and he was outraged by the condition of the 70 people to a room and things like that that were going on.
But not outraged by the conditions.
Bathroom floors.
Not outraged by the conditions in his own district, which he promised to make better in his campaign ads.
You don't know anything about what he's promised or what he's done or hasn't done.
Look at his campaign ads.
He's always been a worker against poverty.
Look at his campaign ads. He's promised to make life better for those people, and he hasn't done it.
I assume everybody does that, but what... I imagine he has worked. He's always worked for anti-poverty programs. So I don't understand what you mean he hasn't done anything.
Well, he's had the opportunity to work with. He certainly could exert a lot of moral authority.
And you're not replying to the point that the counterpunching is about something totally unrelated and for which Cummings bears not the responsibility.
No, he didn't say...
Trump is being criticized for something which he does directly...
You're missing the point,
Chris. That's what the hearings were about.
Chris, you're missing the point.
The hearings were about Baltimore.
Chris, you're missing the point. It wasn't the fact that he had the hearings. It was the way he treated the people who testified. That's what the president was punching back at. Not the situation as a whole.
I didn't hear that in there.
Well, you didn't watch the hearings then.
No, I didn't hear that from the president. All I heard was insults to Cummings.
No, he said he started off by saying that he was terribly rude to the people who testified, and he was.
Okay, and Trump doesn't think people should be rude, right?
Well, if you go there, I mean, let's face it, if you want to blame the president
right?
for what's
right
going
now,
on...
you're going to agree with that?
If you're going to blame the president for what's going on there, why be rude to the people that are trying to work in that day-to-day and make it better?
Well, what were they saying about the reason why they were doing it?
Well, they were trying to explain that they were doing the best they could under terrible conditions, overwhelmingly poor conditions, and an influx of people nobody expected, and the Democrats are unwilling to do anything about.
And maybe they should be criticizing the president?
Well, I don't care who you criticize. There's enough criticism to go around for both parties because nobody wants to tackle this issue and solve it. Everybody's playing it for political advantage.
It's all right to counterpunch on a completely different subject and change the discussion to racism and the conditions in Baltimore and completely not address the main issue.
Who brought up racism?
Say one thing about what he was doing in could change the conditions on the border.
Look, I'm sorry, Chris. The first thing liberals do, I'm sorry, is, oh, it's racist. It's racist. You dare insult a black person.
I said to change the discussion.
You said racism. You said racism. You said bring up racism.
Black people. He likes doing that.
He wasn't criticizing black people. He was talking about black people who are living in terrible conditions, and the administration has let them down.
He was criticizing black representatives, which he has continued to do.
Well, if they deserve criticism, then they have to take it. They were criticize him.
They deserve criticism for what? Baltimore?
They criticize him.
Who deserves the criticism for the conditions on the border, Joe?
All right, Joe or Chris, you're going to have to. Well, Joe too, but Chris, you're going to have to wrap up. We got a caller waiting.
Sure. Well, it's a dumb argument. It's a distractive argument the president made. And it bears no relation to any defense for the conditions on the border. So criticize him for that.
All right,
don't praise him for insulting somebody else.
Agreed.
Yes, well, let's not insult.
Even when I argue with Joe that way.
They insult. They insult the president.
It's the new normal for Joe.
They insulted the. I think Cummings insulted the administration. People who are on the border trying to do their jobs with what resources they have. If you want to come down to the president, come down to the president. But the people who are actually there on the ground trying to make things better, you don't come down on them.
So it turns out that two wrongs definitely do make a right. Al, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling. Thanks for waiting. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I waited, that's for sure. Chris just likes to argue a lot with Joe, I believe. But the truth of the matter is, Cummings was acting like a really, really mean person to the people that were testifying about the problem at the border. And President Trump was probably hurt by it a little bit because he thinks they're doing the best they can do under the conditions that we're trying to work under because nobody's cooperating with anybody. So, Mark, were you hurt a little bit when you heard the truth being spoke by President Trump that living in Cummings District, 25% of the people are going to be in poverty up to two and three generations? Did that hurt you at all? I mean, that was the truth that came out.
That's not ideal.
There are some of the best in there, too, but that is, he said about the truth coming out. This is what the fact checkers wrote.
Okay, so if you see anything wrong with anybody or anything, the first thing you do is blurt out the most ignorant thing you can think of. Is that the new normal? I mean, that's what you're saying, that what the president is doing is okay, and you say that's okay?
No, I'm not saying. It's okay to say the truth.
Okay.
And what he said was the truth.
Right. I'm not saying it's a lie.
The reason he said the truth is because when you go to the people that are on the border and question them and act like Cummings did, that's going to affect the president in the manner that this is the people working for him doing the best they can on the border, and then this guy can come up here and talk about this when he knows he has some of the best places in his district and he has people in his district that have been in three generations of poverty and live in those conditions.
Okay, well, you guys are dragging our country down with accepting this horrible treatment.
No, it is.
These ignorant
down.
Remarks. No,
it
it's true. It's definitely true. Nobody's saying there's a lie here. It's definitely true
where's
what you and the president are saying. No, it's definitely true. I mean, if the president,
the truth, and
that's what I said.
Comes out. I mean, there it is.
All right, we got you.
You don't solve a problem by ignoring it or by pretending it doesn't exist or turning your head away.
You have to first insult
someone. Exactly, and that's what they're doing at the border. They're ignoring the problem at the border, and it's all tied together. They all are from Washington. They all take care of one country, and they can't come together on anything. And, you know, President Trump is hurt by it.
Let me ask you a quick question, Al. Who deserves our support? The people living in poverty in Baltimore or people who are trying to get into this country illegally?
you take care of your own house first.
Yeah, I agree. Before,
and you got to take care of your own house, and your own house has to be in good order so you can help other people.
Amen.
If you don't take care of yourself, you can't help anybody else.
That's
you're done.
We got you, Al. Thank you so much.
Al sees this quite clearly.
Right. You guys, I'll tell you. All right, Bill, go right ahead. You are on the mark. You're only going to get a minute.
Yeah, but you can call back.
Here the thing is, right, if you have a chain dog and you walk by it every day and you tease it like the Democrats are with the fake headlines, and then they sit and wait for him to tweet back or whatever, and then they pounce on him, right? Now, listen, he's taking care of our country, right? He's taking care of the world. He's making us better. You Democrats want open borders. Listen, all they want is votes. They don't care. Listen, if the smart and intelligent, they don't care how they get their votes. They don't care who lives next to you. That Baltimore is in the top 10 cities in the country for infestation for rodents, right? It's deplorable. It's deplorable. It's been that way for 20, 30 years.
It's the deplorables.
You know that.
I wonder if they live in a basket.
Trying to change things. This man's trying to change his country for the right to get us out of debt. He's holding everybody accountable, and you stick up for these people.
Thank you so much, Bill. Check back.
You can call back, Bill, and finish because we're out of time in this segment.
All right. We are listening to a vibrant discussion and participating, and we'd love your activity to enjoy it. Two emails pending and more calls on the way. Give us a buzz after the CBS News. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I see the phones are open and I see the phones are ringing. So once again, the president and his Twitter account have the nation a Twitter. So we will be talking about that topic again very shortly here. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open again, 1-800-795-9565. You're welcome throughout our show to email us at onthemark@kok.com, which two individuals have done so, and no one has texted us yet, so I guess Stan has the day off. I think he works on Monday or something, like third shift, so he's not available to do texting. He's our most prolific texter, so we are always glad when he's sending us good messages. But we do have the text line open. It's 70236, so feel free to give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. Some very brief news headlines here. A motorcyclist from Clinton County is in critical condition after a crash on Route 104 in Center Township, Snyder County, Sunday afternoon. Sealands Grove State Police say the crash occurred just after 3:30 p.m. Troopers say 70-year-old William Stankiewicz of Lock Haven was traveling north on 104 when his car turned left. A car turned left in front of him. Nora Doreski of Middleburg was driving the car. She wasn't hurt. Troopers say Stankiewicz was wearing a helmet. He suffered head injuries and was taken to Geisinger. He's critical today. Doctors are predicting that suicide rates will continue to go up. Predicting suicide, though, remains tricky. Researchers are working on more solutions, says Evangelical Community Hospital psychologist Dr. Anthony Ragusa.
There's some interesting new research that's being done using machine learning techniques, but people can have many risk factors for suicide and yet never attempt.
Dr. Ragusa was on two parts of a Sunrise appearance. Part three airs tomorrow on WDKOK. The musician and rapper 50 Cent, or 50 Cent if you say it out loud like Joe would, believes his art continues to imitate life in how he gets ignored. He says during a panel discussion at the Television Critics Association outside Los Angeles Friday, even though his debut album Get Rich or Die Tryin' was a huge seller, he didn't win any awards. He says he thinks it's racial central. People are running and connected to these ceremonies, and they're not necessarily cool people. Power creator Courtney Kemp jokes that they'll never win an Emmy. Power will air its sixth and final season beginning August 25th with the final episodes in January. And finally, facing growing accusations of racism for his incendiary tweets, President Donald Trump is trying to deflect the criticism by labeling a leading black congressman himself as racist. In the latest rhetorical shot at the lawmaker of color, Trump, in his weekend comments, referred to Elijah Cummings as referring to Elijah Cummings, the majority black Baltimore district, as a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess where no human would want to live. He insists they were not racist. Instead, he argued, if racist, Elijah Cummings would focus more of his energy on helping the good people of his district and Baltimore himself, perhaps progress could be made in fixing up the mess. His radical oversight is a joke, Trump tweeted on Sunday. I was looking for people who say it's racist. Joe says it is. I say it's not.
I say they're claiming it is. I watched the...
Do you think it is?
I think the president was just talking about a bad situation. But we play this race card in this country so quickly now. What, Juan Castro or Julian Castro?
Julian Castro says Trump was engaging in racial priming, using this language and taking actions to try to get people to move into their camps by racial and ethnic identity, so to get lined up to make sure.
So, in other words, if you tell the truth about a bad situation in a city that is predominantly black and run by predominantly Democrats, you are a racist.
So, if you needlessly insult thousands of people unnecessarily, it's okay.
How are you insulting them? By pointing out the obvious fact that they're living in conditions that we as Americans don't want them to live in.
So, that's a good way for the president to behave.
I would say he would have been well on the way to being the kind of president I'd like him to be if he'd have said, these are deplorable conditions, and since Representative Cummings won't do anything about it, I will, and then announce some bold plan to improve the quality of life for those people.
One has my name at the bottom. Read that first.
Yes, I like this one. It says, hello, Mark, after Trump wins in 2020 and the Republicans win the House and Senate, I will buy you dinner so we can go over all of Trump's great accomplishments as president. Mark, also, you are forgetting Mr. Barr. He is going to expose your great Democratic coup. Mark, see the whole picture. Signed, Rich.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, I will take you up on that. I know that Trump will win in 2020, but I don't think the Republicans will win the House. But we'll see. But regardless, if the president wins in 2020, I'll take you up on that meal offer and we can have a good conversation. Mr. Pat, thank you so much for calling from Shamokin, PA. You are on the mark.
Good morning. I just have to say the word... We've already discussed that the word racist has just lost its meaning now. It's just so overused, and it's always brought to the forefront by the left because they have nothing else to say. But when they call Trump a racist, I keep asking people, well, what's your evidence? Why did you say that? The black people don't think so. And, you know, two of the most prominent race baiters, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, before Trump was president, Trump was donating money to African-American schools, and Sharpton and Jackson just loved him. Oh, he's great. You know, he gave us money. Now he's president, and now all of a sudden he's a racist. Well, what a couple of blatant hypocrites. I suppose I'm racist for saying so, but hypocrites come in all colors. There's no evidence. The black people that worked for him and Asians that worked for him, they love him. And the black people that have jobs because of his economic programs, they kind of like him too. And this, a little off the subject, my wife is a woman of color, and she's offended by all that, this woman of color crap. She's a woman, she's an American, and that's what she is. The color makes no difference. And it's so tiring to hear the left constantly racist, racist, racist. The word has lost its meaning. You look it up in the dictionary, and you start all over again and say, what does it really mean? They're out of arguments, they're out of reasons, so they jump on the racist thing automatically. And Trump was now making a racist statement about Baltimore. Again, Joe's right. He's stating the fact. The place is a mess.
I agree with you.
I've called before because I live on the border. I have worked with the Border Patrol. I worked with CBP down there. And what they're going through is hell on earth. And the Democrats should stop it by doing what Trump suggested a couple weeks ago. Tell those people, don't come. Don't come stay in Mexico, Guatemala. Now they're coming over from Africa now. Now, how poor can these people... I can't afford to get a plane ticket to fly to the Congo, but these Congo people, they've picked up 1,000 of them now coming through the border down there in Mexico. Well, who's paying for that? What are they fleeing from? I mean, it's just insane.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Pat. I agree with
Thanks
you on all counts, so nicely
Thank
stated.
You.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
You. Yeah.
Demos, go right ahead. You're on the mark. Thanks for calling in again.
Thank you for taking my call. So, guys, I'm the guy who owned the 370 Market Street for 11 years now. And I've been discriminated and prejudiced from the media all those times because I'm trying to say my story, what happened for me with the politicians, and nobody want to listen to me. So I tried last week to display the American flag incorrect. This way my enemies rise and try to say something, to give me the strength to say my story if you want to hear.
Okay, well, what's your story?
My story is I bought the building 2008. And the auction they have in the Sainsbury, the auction started for $1 million, and nobody bid the building except me.
Okay, so you have the building free and clear.
$100,000.
Right. But nobody's complaining about you owning the building. The only thing that anybody complained about was the fact that the flag was displayed incorrectly.
Okay, they write 100%. But if you try to say this, your story in the media, and they know right nothing about me, what are you going to do?
Well, I don't
want to be like the people who kill the people, you know. I'm trying peacefully to show them I care for the Salisbury. The America is my country. And I don't want it to offend the flag. Just the flag look like a say to me, do this to make your voice heard.
All right, that's great stuff. All right, now the question is, what are you going to do with the building? What's going to happen there?
That's up to the politicians. If they want to revive the Sainsbury, the building is, like I'm saying, I give it with no money for 5, even 10 years just to pay the taxes to help the community. But they don't want to help the community. They want to make it like a ghost town. No ghost town, like a ghost town. You remember the grave flood they have and taking the graves out?
Not exactly, no. But that's fine.
And 1800 with...
Well, we know what a ghost town is, so that's fine.
When the flood came in and taken even the graves out.
Well, you're perfectly free to support President Trump. I'm sure there are people that don't like that sign, but we have free speech in this country.
Let me tell about the sign I put for Mr. Trump. The Francis Candela, I think he's make a fraud. If you got the newspaper with you.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for calling in. Feel free to contact our news department. Same number, but after 10 o'clock, and they may be able to kind of help you get your story out a little bit farther. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Demos.
Okay.
Appreciate for calling in. Stan, there he is. He's not at work. He's on the phone. Good morning, sir. Go right ahead.
I'm at work.
Oh, good. Okay.
Slacking. So, I read Trump's tweets about Mr. Cummings. I didn't see anything racist about him. He's just stating facts.
Yeah,
now,
I didn't
according
either.
According to the Baltimore Sun, back in February 26, 2018, they had an article in their paper about the rat problem in Baltimore. And PBS aired a documentary film about their rat problem in Baltimore. So evidently they have a rat problem in Baltimore. So what's racist about calling them out on it for not helping his constituents?
Actually, they rank number 6 in the country for rats.
Okay, but it's still a rat problem, isn't it?
Oh, it's. I wouldn't want to be on that list in the top 1,000, let alone the top 10.
Yeah, and
Dam probably
sounds,
doesn't have
the way
any
it sounds
rats.
In L.A., they got a pretty severe rat problem, and they're worried about the bubonic plague catching hold.
Right. Well, even the you're right, but the Baltimore Sun pointed out before they came down on the president, they talked about the condition of the city being a filthy mess. They said food containers, balled up clothes, paper, banana peels, plastic bags, and tons of other pieces of litter on the streets and roads pile up in alleys and are strewn across fields and yards. So not only is it unsightly and contributes to the rodent problem, but it can create a glum and gloomy feel in a time when the city is already facing self-esteem issues. So even their own paper, they don't like the president calling them out, but they don't have any problem calling themselves out.
Right, and they right away, it's always the same thing. As soon as he doesn't agree with them, or he has some sort of disagreement with them, right away, out comes a racist word.
All right, so let's stipulate that it's not racist. I don't see it either. I agree with you, Stan. I mean, obviously, the tweets are pretty insulting, but that's the president's nature. That's the way he communicates, so that's okay. What should we do? What should be the next? You know, let's stipulate that everything the president said was true, it wasn't race-based. What should we do next? Just keep insulting each other, or what's sort of a good outcome here?
They've been insulting him since day one.
Right. Okay.
See,
so let's stipulate
that's
terrible.
See, right. Is he's a man that doesn't take it, and he fights back.
Right.
And they're
Joe
not used
says
to that. Usually,
back.
The Republicans cower in the corner, saying, "Oh my, oh my, oh my! Don't call me that. I don't mean to be that way." But he fights back,
right.
And it's a wonderful thing to watch. Sometimes, it illustrates the way the Democrats are and how they are.
Okay, so let's stipulate that they're terrible,
intolerant people.
All right, but what should we do? Okay, now that let's agree, the president may be a racist, but this certainly wasn't evident in this dialogue. Okay, that's fine. Let's stipulate that he isn't. What should we do? The president's pointed out that we got a rat-infested city. What should happen next?
The government of Baltimore should maybe take care of the problem. And like Trump has said, how much money goes into that district from the federal government, and they still have that problem. So where's the corruption? What is going on down there that they can't take care of a rat problem? Yeah, I know some of the, if people are leaving garbage and trash and food lay around, well, that's a people problem. And I don't know how you solve that problem. That's a generational thing. Evidently.
Well, there's another issue here. I mean, the whole issue is that this started when Cummings treated the people who were testifying about the work they were trying to do on the border to make life better for the influx of people they've been forced to deal with. And he was mean and rude to them, and the president merely pointed out that before he starts taking them on, where they're trying to do the best they can, he should look into his own backyard. That's the point here, and it's a valid point.
I heard that.
Yep. Okay, we got it. Thank you so much, Stan. Thanks for calling in. You and I are in rare agreement, so I appreciate that. Joe, the bottom email, and then we'll take the break.
Yes, Stan says a real president would not try to silence critics with threats and insults. A real president would call the senator and ask what the country could do for them to help. I think it's a congressman you mean there. Your lack of understanding of freedom of speech and civility is maddening, Joe. You're missing the point. I think you may not even know there is a point.
Yeah, well said, Stan. Thank you so much.
You just said you agree with everything we're saying. That's an exact opposite to that.
Well, Stan said that it isn't racist. I don't see race as a factor in this thing. It's just president being ignorant about a city.
Is freedom of speech an issue in this thing? It is absolutely is not.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not illegal.
Well, that's what Stan's saying.
It's just ignorant.
Saying freedom of speech and civility.
It's just despicable.
In other words, the only people who have
no,
a right to freedom of speech are people who agree with Stan.
1-800-795-9565. Irrational Joe is on the air with Mark Lawrence. So if you'd like to talk to us, don't close it. Delete it, Joe. You're maddening.
Now you're a lefty.
You're absolutely maddening here. 1-800-795-9565. Please call us right now.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way? The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, a rare occurrence after the president's tweets. We have four open lines. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We do have two emails pending, so we'll read those momentarily. But let me tell you, please, if I may, about the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. Specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections. They got a car wash, alignment shop, body shop. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. That's what they did to me, and that's why I look the way I do. Strikingly handsome. They are open at the Quick Lane Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check them out on the web, please. sunburymotors.com. All right, Joe, what are you reading from? Now, this is a fact sheet from Fox,
But let me go back to one second. You're talking about how this is terrible, the way Trump spoke about Elijah Cummings and about Baltimore. Here's a quote from the editorial that ran in the Baltimore Sun. It said, in an editorial that ran in Sunday's print edition, the Sun responded to the president calling him, quote, the most dishonest man to ever occupy the Oval Office, the mocker of war heroes.
Do you think that's true?
The gleeful grabber of women's private parts, the serial bankrupter of businesses, the useful idiot of Vladimir Putin, and the guy who insisted there are good people among murderous neo-Nazis. The Sun also said Trump is not fooling most Americans into believing he's even slightly competent in his current post, or that he possesses a scintilla of integrity. Better to have some vermin living in your neighborhood than to be one. So what do you think about that? You're saying with civility, two wrongs don't make a right, and all this. What was that, civil?
Oh, I guess they're firing back at the president. He lowers the bar, and other people climb under
it. Oh, come on. Be reasonable. The simple fact is he told the truth about their city, and they don't like it. And so instead of acknowledging that they have faults, as they did in their own editorials at other times, they're coming back at the president, calling him all sorts of names. And trying to make him look like some lesser human being.
What would be wrong with having a president who's the head of the U.S. executive branch, who works on solutions and tries to make our country better? In what way does the president or the newspaper's insults, and why are we better? You say we're better off to have this dialogue. Let me finish. In what way are we better off to have this dialogue?
This isn't a dialogue. This is an insult back and forth.
Right. Okay. Well,
now, President
sort of
Trump at least pointed out some facts. The facts are that Representative Cummings was terrible to the people that he had before his committee, and that his own district could use some work. Now, is that
to say the very
that's
least.
Not racist?
I didn't say it was.
No,
you say it was.
Well, I'm not saying it was. I'm saying other people on the left are saying it was. But I don't believe that's racist, and I don't believe you solve a problem by ignoring it or hoping that people won't call attention to it. If you came in here with a big glob of something in your forehead and I didn't mention it to you, would I be doing you a favor? I mean, you're going out
later on
and meet people. Well, no, it's not different.
Know that I had a glob on my forehead, I mean, if I came in here every day and said, oh, my God, Joel, your hair fell out. Are you okay? And then the next day, oh, my God, Joe, your hair fell out. Are you all right? That would be insulting and ridiculous. But the fact of the matter is people in Baltimore know that they have a long way to go until they are able to.
Well, apparently the Baltimore Sun doesn't. They're more interested in calling the president all sorts of vile, despicable names.
I don't think that editorial, what do they call them, a serial crotch
serial
grabber?
Grabber of women's crotches.
That's my favorite part.
Wait a second, let me find it again. I'm sure you'll like it, so we'll just read it one more time. The most dishonest man to ever occupy the Oval Office, the mocker of war heroes, the gleeful grabber of women's private parts, the serial bankrupter of businesses, the useful idiot of Vladimir Putin, and the guy who insisted there are good people among murderous neo-Nazis.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
But in the meantime, here's what the fact checker that went to work on the president's claims.
Yeah, finish these up.
Baltimore is a filthy mess. I read that one. The editorial board of the Baltimore Sun even called it that and admitted that they needed work. So when Baltimore Sun calls out the city's trash reputation, it's an act of public service. But when President Trump does the same thing, it's racist. Baltimore is a dangerous city. True. Baltimore is deadlier than Chicago and Detroit, according to crime statistics released by the FBI, and had the highest homicide rate in the nation in 2018. And that was reported by USA Today. GunViolenceArchives.org reports Baltimore was responsible for more than half of incidents involving guns in Maryland, and Baltimore accounted for nearly half of murders involving a weapon. The final analysis, President Trump was absolutely correct to call Maryland's 7th Congressional District a disgusting, rat and rodent-infested mess. The truth is, that's what's happening in places like Baltimore, and it has nothing to do with race, but it has everything to do with the politics and inept Democratic lawmakers who have turned their backs on their most vulnerable constituents.
All right. Well, you know, I think that what the president is saying may be true. It's like if somebody insults you, it may be the truth, but that's not the way we accomplish things, just pointing out in an insulting manner. I just think it's beneath the dignity of the presidency for Donald Trump to behave this way, and you seem to say that it's okay. That's all. And two wrongs, in your view, make a right, and I say
and
it's not
Baltimore
true.
And the Baltimore Sun?
Well, that's the third wrong that doesn't make it right. You know, there's
but you keep ignoring those people.
Right. Well,
you
I'm
just
ignoring
throw
the obvious. Right. Joe gets it suddenly. It's me.
That's right. You
All
don't
right.
get
it's
it.
It's me who don't get it. Oh, Mike, thank you so much for calling in and setting us straight. We need some actual factual information. Go right ahead.
Well, from what I understand, Baltimore ranks in the top 10 of cities in the United States for rat populations. So when Trump called out the rats in Baltimore, I think he was, you know, correct, okay?
Now, okay, right.
I believe, and I heard this discussed this morning, that Elijah Cummings was putting a lot of misleading information out about what's going on at the border, saying that children are sitting in feces and on and on and on, and making Trump out to be a monger. So I think it's fair that President Trump turns the tables on Elijah Cummings and puts it in his own backyard. Because Trump has a job to do, Elijah Cummings has a job to do, and I don't believe Elijah Cummings is doing his job by preventing Trump from doing his job. Okay, so that's how I see this thing. But the main thing that I see is that Trump has a war on the media, because the mainstream media is complicit in helping the Democrats try to destroy this president. So he has to fight back. By sitting there and doing nothing, he would just be pummeled to death. So I admire the guy for putting up a fight. I don't admire him for some of the things he says, the way he says them in the tweets that he does, but he just cannot sit there and let the Democrats overthrow him. Now, there's a lot of people, last thing I want to say here, there's a lot of people smarter than me, more intelligent and more informed, that believe that what has happened to Trump was a failed coup attempt by the Democrats, the media, and, you know, this so-called deep state, which is, you know, basically the entrenched bureaucrats and maybe even the CIA. So I believe that there was a failed coup attempt on Trump. So the man, they backed him into a corner, and he is lashing out and responding the best he can to the mainstream media and these attacks and this failed coup. Now, is he right about Baltimore? Yes. CNN put a beautiful picture of Inner Harbor and with the headline, Trump calls this a rat-infested mess. Well, let me tell you what. If you ever been down to Inner Harbor, I wouldn't suggest walking more than a block away after dark from Inner Harbor.
Even during the day, I wouldn't suggest it.
Right. If you've ever gone down to a football game at night in Baltimore, make sure you park pretty close in a well-lighted area, okay? So, yeah, in all cities, you know, in fairness, these situations exist in almost every major city of the United States. But unfortunately, unfortunately for the people of Baltimore and that city, their congressman did not lash out with a bunch of lies against Trump. So they weren't on the brunt end of his tweets.
Yeah, you got a good point.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thank you,
that.
Mike. Appreciate your call.
You're welcome, Tim.
1-800-795-9565. Joe, you got the whole right-hand side of the screen to choose
from.
Yes,
well, all right. The right-hand side, we'll start with, the Baltimore Sun is just another liberal rag not worthy of lining a birdcage. Mark, you were telling us all that when the leftist Democrats accuse Trump of despicable things he hasn't done or call him derogatory names, he's just supposed to take it. Sorry, Republicans have done that for too many years. years, and now we have a president that fights back, and it's about time.
All right.
Okay, another one.
And once again, lowering the standard of our nation's executive branch. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. Let me see. How do I get that one back up at the top?
Oh, you've
there.
Lost that.
There
one.
It is.
There it is. Okay. All right. One of our writers says, I was to Inner Harbor, which is on the edge of Baltimore, I think. Even that part of the city was very scary, and we did not stay there very long. I do feel compassion for the people that lived there, but again, it's political, and living in Baltimore because it's convenient. Have either of you ever been to the inner city of Baltimore lately? Would you consider moving to the inner city? I think Baltimore's Inner Harbor is beautiful. I've been there many times, and it's one of my favorite places to go, but I wouldn't want to live in Baltimore. They call it Charm City, and I don't think that's exactly the case anymore.
It's not on the edge. It's right in the middle
of the
city.
Right in the heart of downtown, actually. Bob actually has two. We didn't get to his first one. His first one says, good morning. Trump doubles down on black Americans. Who would vote for him? Not I. We are paying American farmers $16 billion for trade share war losses. Trump tries to distract from Jared and Ivanka's crimes with racism. Trump is a danger to our nation. And then he follows up by saying, good morning. Trump's New York City eateries written up for live mice. Evidence of mice scurrying about kitchens, dirty food prop stations, and broken sewage systems are all on the list of health code violations. Jared Kushner's real estate in Baltimore has many code violations, and that's why Trump is mad at Cummings. Remember, if you will lie about anything, you will lie about everything.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. This is the last email, and then we'll move on.
Well, this didn't happen, though. Calling Cummings racist was deplorable. What was the grounds for that? All but two of the newspaper charges were true. The other two are exaggerations, just turning the tables on the president, and therefore fully justified, according to Joe.
All
that's
right.
A question. That's
Joe feels two wrongs definitely make a right, and three wrongs is a bonanza worth following up on. So 1-800-795-9565. Read that, please, and
yes.
Then we'll take a break.
The Democrats have lowered the discourse of this country, and they've been doing it since Trump came down the escalator in 2015.
That's so funny. All right. Thank you for the tweet and the texts and the emails. If you wish to keep this dialogue going, give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. If anybody has any solutions other than maybe the obvious, not re-electing the president or re-electing the president, depending upon your political point of view, call us now. Is there anything that we've learned from this? Call us now and let us know. 1-800-795-9565. What should we do in the future? Is it the leftist media that's creating this firestorm and this racist undertone that relates to the Baltimore tweets? Is there anything positive? 1-800-795-9565. Please call us now. Boy, the cleverest email we've received in a long time.
I don't think Tom came up with this. I think he heard it somewhere.
Well, either way.
He says, I just love it when the real truth comes out. Guess the economy is not as robust as advertised. Let the excuses begin. The top poorest states are Republican. Mitch McConnell's Kentucky is at the top. You can't spell stupid, or you can't spell hatred without red hat.
So why don't the Republicans fix the
What is he talking about? Is there some economic story that we didn't have on this morning that I'm not aware of?
I don't think there's any economic news today.
Oh,
I don't know of any economic indicators.
The poorest states are Republican, and the worst-run cities are Democrats. So
jobless
what's that tell
numbers
you?
Are out on Friday.
What does that tell you? It tells you politicians aren't doing their jobs.
Housing starts are tomorrow.
I don't know
of anything today.
News?
Not that I know of.
No listing to the worst states in America or the poorest states? That
came not
out?
That we've covered. We've only talked about Baltimore around here. But anyway, I love it. You can't spell hatred without the red hat. I love that. And you don't even have any extra words or any extra letters.
And actually, if
and you
put
use
hat in front of red, it spells hatred, H-A-T-R-E-D.
Yeah, you don't even have to do much.
No, that's very
good.
Just
swap it around. Good job, Tom, as always. Appreciate that. Yeah, so the bottom states economically are Republican run, and the bottom cities economically are Democrat run. So
well,
what can
know.
Be
I
said about that?
I don't know what Tom's talking about. I don't know what study he's talking
probably
about.
Probably economic growth or something.
Well, yeah, but I mean, who did the survey? Where is it from? How's it how was it conducted?
Give us the bottom five states' attribution, Tom, if you would, and more criteria. Bottom and what? It certainly makes sense that Kentucky's one of the worst states.
I would think West Virginia would be worse than Kentucky, wouldn't you?
Right. Maybe typically a Democratic state, but is it Republican run now?
What, West Virginia?
Yeah.
I think they have they don't have a Republican governor. Oh, they did. Didn't he change parties? Didn't their governor change parties?
I don't know. Thanks, Tom. He got us off track here. Appreciate that. And another listener sends us a note. Now, this arose Friday, but it's more timely than ever. Hello, stupid, stupid, stupid Republicans. Your hope to keep Trump in office is a national emergency. Get his untruthful butt out of office now. His unwillingness to accept help from Russia goes to show he's lawless, lawless, lawless. Or his willingness, not unwillingness, shows he is lawless. He's a liar, 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 and stupid, stupid, stupid president. And Democrats are bringing much-needed changes to America.
Well, Tom's wrong on one thing. I just looked up the 10 poorest states, and the worst state, number 50, is Mississippi. Number 49 is West Virginia, number 48, Arkansas, and number 47, Louisiana.
Okay, you got them on that one.
Yeah, so it's not Kentucky.
Okay, thank heaven. All right, what else is cooking?
Well,
1-800-795-9565. We're enjoying open phones. We've talked about the president's
You asked me what else is cooking,
tweets.
And you cut me off.
Well, I'm telling, I got to reiterate.
Go ahead, iterate.
1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com, and you can text us at 70236.
Well, this is another one that might get some people on the left upset. Less than a month after the organizers of Boston's proposed straight pride parade say they are moving forward with their application to the city, a similar event is under consideration on the other side of the country. The city of Modesto, California is weighing the decision to award a permit for a straight pride event in a local park. Images of a flyer posted to the California Straight Pride Coalition Facebook group on July 18th by user Melinda Mason detailed the event and encouraged others to share with your family, friends, and church. The event is billed as Stanislaus County Straight Pride Parade Event. The flyer lists the afternoon of August 24th as the proposed date. The proposed event no longer includes a parade, confirmed the office of the city manager. He said the organizers informed the city of the change and are in the process of asking for confirmation with new flyers. The permit for the Straight Pride event is, however, still being considered by the city. Just to celebrate, the flyer reads, heterosexuality, masculinity, femininity, babies, born and unborn, Western civilization, our wonderful country, and Christianity. The flyer also includes a link to a website for the National Straight Pride Coalition and a GoFundMe page, both of which appear to be shut down. The Facebook page has 39 members, with Mason listed as the group's moderator. It was created on June 15th. So a groundswell movement or just a bunch of flakes getting started with something that isn't going to go anywhere?
Flakes. I like that. Like, I don't know, they shouldn't be allowed to have a straight pride parade. That doesn't work.
Why not?
It's a sliver of the population that doesn't require excessive representation.
So are they racist and bigots?
Not that I know of, but probably.
Well, they said to share with your family, friends, and church. Is that wrong?
Well, not if you list them in that order. You should list church first and then the rest.
They want to celebrate heterosexuality, masculinity, femininity, babies, born and unborn, Western civilization, our wonderful country, and Christianity. Mm. Surely that can't be right. That must be something terribly wrong with this.
It's a stray group.
It's called the National Straight Pride Coalition. But is there anything wrong with it? Why do we have to?
We should not have straight pride parades. It doesn't make sense. It insults people of other sexualities.
Why?
You can't just pick up one particular.
Go ahead. You can't just pick one particular what?
Sexuality and say that they're better than others.
But so a gay pride parade, that's okay, but a straight pride parade isn't?
Well, gays have been oppressed in the decades past. They're making up for lost time. But nobody's oppressing straights.
That's always the justification. You know, it's okay to single out one group and let them do something that another group can't do because they've had difficulties in the past.
Look, this is an opportunity to glue this country together, and a straight pride parade will do nothing but insult individuals of gay interests.
Well, I think many of the values that this parade espouses gay people would be perfectly fine with. Well, I don't believe gay people don't love their country. I don't believe that. I believe many of them are probably Christians. You know, I think they will celebrate children born and unborn. Mm-hmm, I don't think every homosexual person is automatically pro-choice. Some of them are probably pro-life.
Or a Vladimir Putin lover, well, like our president.
Oh, come on. what they call him? Putin's useful idiot. But seriously, I see no problem with this. I don't have any problem with it at all.
You like a straight pride parade?
I don't
parade.
Have a problem with a gay pride parade.
You shouldn't have a straight pride parade. It's just not
What if
right.
you had a white pride parade or a black pride parade?
Well, we do have white pride parades.
Would they be all right?
I guess freedom of expression, it's okay, and freedom of assembly and demonstration, that's okay.
Right,
but
we guarantee that in the Constitution.
Right,
you know.
So that's okay. I like the Constitution. Constitution, good.
People who oppose Constitution, bad.
Or KKK, bad. How about that?
Okay, well, I don't disagree with you about the KKK, but I don't think they're much of a force anymore, do you?
Not like they used to be.
No, not like they were in the 1920s when they held a parade down the streets of Washington, D.C. With tens of thousands of them in attendance.
Let me ask you a quickie question as long as we're talking about history. Is the president the lyingest president that we've ever had?
That's subjective. Okay. You'd have to take every word out of every president's mouth, fact-check them, and then determine who told the most lies.
Well, who would be? Let's suppose he's not the lionist. Who is?
Well, Richard Nixon could be up there.
Okay. Warren G. Harding?
No, Harding didn't lie so much. He was just crooked and sexually active in the White House with people other than his wife.
On that note, let's move on. 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. And we're talking about a straight pride parade. Should we be allowed to do such a thing? I say no. Joe has no problem with it. And what's your view? Call us now. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Or text us at 70236.
Other guys way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Listen to that last promo and do it precisely what the advisor advises. Listen to
On the Mark. Already doing it.
I know. I'm not supposed to do that. I guess I missed that one. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Dave is on the line talking about our straight pride parade. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. According to statistics as of last summer, 4.5 to 5.5 of Americans relate to being LGBTQ. So if the other 94.5% of America want to have a parade celebrating their heritage, why shouldn't we have it? It's like being proud of your country. You know, I don't have anything against LGBTQ as long as they work and pay their taxes. The majority of the people I know of that nature are hardworking Americans. But for these groups to come out and say, you can't have that, that's reverse discrimination. The only thing that's worse than not having the straight pride parade is that, it's got to be careful how I say this, is the trans woman who wants her genitalia waxed, and they said no because you have male parts down there, and they're suing the salon. You know, where is the rationale and the common sense going to begin in America with all this? You know, okay. If they want to have a parade, let them have a parade. They have the permits and everything. Let's go right ahead with it and celebrate
what you want to celebrate.
Well, here's what we didn't get to in the story. Here's what we didn't get to in the story, Dave. A city councilman in Sacramento said if it were up to her, she wouldn't even consider the permit as the message behind the event constitutes hate speech.
How can it be hate speech because you believe in heterosexuality and marriage between a man and a woman, and you're proud of that fact? That's what, you know, 94% of America are founded on, or believe it, rather, you know, and to say it's hate speech is actually ridiculous on their part. Everything is hate speech now. If you say anything that's derogatory to a liberal, the Trump card is on, I didn't mean to say it that way, but the Trump card is now, it's hate speech, it's hate speech. Well, it's not hate speech, it's the truth.
Either that or it's racist.
And if it comes to Baltimore, other than down on the waterfront where the aquarium is and where the ships come in for the cruises, it is a pretty sad state of affairs down in Baltimore. And I think the President Trump got it pretty well right about Elijah Cummings' district down there. You can't go, none of them go out at night down there other than on the waterfront and everything. You go four blocks from the waterfront, you better be armed and prepared to do battle because it's not safe. The only place that's worse is like San Francisco, you know, where the homeless, and we were there last year, the homeless literally are camped out, mean and cruel, and are defecating and urinating right in the middle of the street all hours of the day. So,
yeah, that's not a good living condition, is it?
No, and, you know, it, as you said, it's the truth. The truth shall set you free. And if I tell you your area where you live in is dilapidated, has a problem with this, with roads or bridges, you welcome it. But if you tell somebody that the people in your district are part of the problem, they get all offended because it's their voter base, they figure, and they need their support. Well, I'm sorry. The majority of the people have to wake up and vote these people out that are there for 20, 30 years, maybe even longer, and have run their cities and states into the ground. I mean, California, you know, the homeless situation, the veteran situation there, and that's the one that's most publicized, is tremendously out of control. Yet they're worried about a million illegal aliens getting driver's licenses and assistance and now health insurance, where veterans and homeless can't go into hospitals and get it, but the illegals can.
Yeah, good point.
All right, thank you.
Point.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about the Straight Pride Parade is because I think it's being done to marginalize individuals who aren't, you know, the remaining 5%, but that remains to be seen. And the thing about the president, I just think it's beneath the dignity of the presidency to go around insulting cities that are having such struggles. I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he lied in this case, and I don't think it's race-based. I just think it's wrong for the president to do that. So it's just not right. All right, Bobby, you're going to get the last word today. Go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Yes, good morning, everyone. As far as the president singling out Baltimore, I mean, you know, what about Philly and Harry? I mean, you know, other cities, you know, besides Baltimore.
So you want the president
to... Baltimore isn't the only city with the problem.
So you want the president to vilify all big cities that have big problems?
Well, I mean, you know, at least generalize that, you know, that Baltimore isn't the only city that has the problem.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he will. If somebody from Philadelphia insults him, I'm sure he'll have some unkind remarks about the rest of those
cities. No, he has
cities.
Made some remarks about Philadelphia.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Who deserves those bad remarks?
Oh, there we go.
Insulting.
Right, yeah, thank you. Yeah, Joe's the lowest common denominator is the best way to go. Three wrongs definitely make a right. And please keep the dignity of the presidency of the United States
well, one of our writers,
as low as possible.
Give one of our writers the last word. He says, I love a parade.
A straight parade. One of our listeners says, when do bays and fjords get their parade?
Oh, we had straits, the Strait of Hormuz, right?
Yeah, they didn't get a parade, though.
Well, we should have one for the Strait of Hormuz, or what other strait can we think of? You're at a loss.
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits. That's a rock group, isn't it?
So to speak.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe. We'll talk in the morning. Please join us for Open Phones on Tuesday morning. Thank Rob Center when you see him. He's our fabulous producer. This is WKOK Sunbury.